This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. With me is Bill Oxenhurt. He is the owner and president of Diamond Golf Cars. Welcome, Bill. It's a pleasure talking to you today.
Welcome. Certainly glad to join you.
Well, tell us a little bit about Diamond Golf Cars. I think this is a new business in a new location, at least in Auburn.
It is. We just opened in the last about 2 months ago in the Auburn area, and we've been excited to be down there. A little bit about Diamond Golf Cars. We are a full service golf car dealer. In our industry, it's very unusual that a dealer like us would have all of the major brands under one roof. I tell customers that 95% of the cars that you could possibly buy are actually in our showroom. We've started the business up in the Birmingham area nearly 12 years ago, and recently opened the Auburn store because we found that we have always sold a fair number of cars into Lake Martin, Auburn, Opelika, into that area. And we were going down there, it seems like, more and more on a weekly basis for not only service, but selling vehicles and delivering cars and rentals. And so it finally came time for us to plant our flag in the Auburn area. So I describe to people, we are a full service dealer, meaning we do sales, but we also do service. Our technicians are factory trained. And we also do rentals of vehicles, which is another business kind of within the business.
Okay, well, that sounds really interesting. So I've looked at your website, and your golf cars just look beautiful. Do you have particular brands that you use, or?
We do. The two main brands is Club Car and Easy Go, and those two together have about 90% of the U.S. market. So again, it's really unusual that we can. In fact, I kid with people and say it's sort of like if Auburn and Alabama got together and were on the same team. Okay. That's sort of in our industry. Those two companies generally stay apart. Uh-huh. And we're one of the only dealers where we bring them under one roof. So it makes it great for that family that's looking for a vehicle, because they can walk into our showrooms, and we purposely model the showrooms after kind of a car dealership model where, you know, the showrooms are carpeted, the cars are all inside, they're not outside, you know, inside of a chain link fence. Families can come in, compare brands, compare options, features, prices, and really make a very good informed decision. And then we also carry a couple of other lines of vehicles, some geared much more towards the person who may have a farm or a large utility, like a cargo vehicle. And then we also have another facet, which is the street legal cars, which in our industry is kind of the new thing, which is where someone lives in an area where they might need a license plate on their vehicle to drive it on a public road. And so we refer to those as street legal vehicles. And so we carry those as well.
Well, you know, the uses of golf cars have grown, just like you were just talking about there. It's not just for, you know, driving around a golf, place anymore. It's, I see them in my neighborhood, people driving around in golf cars, and they just have multiple uses.
They do. Our typical customer, they all come in asking for a golf car, but 99% of them have no intention of playing golf with the vehicle. No. They're using them at in the neighborhood, right. The lake house, the beach house. I mean, you know, again, as long as I've been doing this, not only have the golf cars become more, I'll call, advanced, but so has our customers. Now we get the family. I mean, 50% of our customers that come in the door are ladies, and they're coming in looking for a golf car for the lake house, the beach house, the neighborhood. And it really becomes part of their lifestyle. And I found that even with my own golf car, it really does become sort of your lifestyle vehicle around the neighborhood or wherever you're driving it. And it's fun. You can do so much customization of them now. And that's really an area where a dealer like us separates ourselves from a lot of the other, I'll call, smaller dealers in this industry. There's very few that their business is solely built around golf car sales. That's like us. Most golf car dealers, the golf car segment is just a small part of what they sell. They might sell you know, trailers as their main business or batteries as their main business or something else. And the golf cars is just sort of this thing over in the corner of their store that they really may not know a lot about. And that's where we really separate ourselves, is that the customers come in our store. It's not only the variety of vehicles that they'll see, you know, they may see 40 or 50 different cars in the showroom, but it's going to be the knowledge that we have to help them make a really good decision. So when they get the car home, it's fun, because that's really what
yes.
to be.
They are. They're a lot of fun. So let's shift our conversation here to a little bit about you. How did you get into the golf cars business?
Kind of keep a little longer story short. I got into it through the golf course business. I was an owner of country clubs for nearly 33 years. And I sold my last club, in fact, last year. And so what happened was I had gotten to know the people at Easy Go and Club Car really well over the years from, you know, buying golf cars for my golf mm-hmm. courses. And the type of golf cars that we sell in the store and what you're, you know, talking about around your neighborhood, those really started being built around 2010. And so I got into this golf car industry in 2012. And so during that 2 year span is when, you know, I started becoming familiar with the new type of golf car that the manufacturers are making. It was no longer just a golf course golf car. And then after some conversations, I started out with EasyGo in 2012 was the first brand that we carried. And so my entree into the golf car industry was sort of a backdoor way, but it was through the golf course business that I was involved in for a number of years.
Well, you've been in this business, you said, like for 12 years, right? Remember you saying that?
Correct.
So you've had enough time in this business to kind of come across some myths or misconceptions that people have about golf cars. What can you shed us some light on that and maybe correct some incorrect thoughts?
Correct. I guess the first myth I would say is that all golf cars are the same. You know, as in a lot of industries, most of our customers walk in not even really knowing the brand names of the different types of golf cars. But that in our business, there's only a couple of manufacturers that A, are really U.S. based in the USA and do predominantly all their building of cars here in the country. Our business has become very fragmented with a lot of, you know, either offshore brands or foreign brands that are sold into the country. And so a lot of customers, myth would be they just think a golf car is a golf car. And there's not only the features of the car you got to take into account, but it's the safety of the car, the reliability mm-hmm. of it, the long-term value of the car if you're looking to trade it or sell it one day. And so we purposely only carry the quality brands and the quality cars. And that has been a challenge getting customers to understand that not every golf car is the same. And there are differences in the cars and differences in the quality of the cars. So that in our industry, it's a challenge for any of us that have been in it for a long time. That's been the change, where years ago, there were only a couple of brands. They all were really good brands and all equal quality. And as golf cars have become more popular, like you mentioned in your own mm-hmm. neighborhood, a lot of other players have entered our business that are building less than quality product and, you know, putting a nice color on it, making it look sharp and selling it to customers. And so that's starting to turn into a lot of customers being unhappy with their initial purchase of the car because they choose a brand that may not represent our industry very well.
Right. Right. So it's important to do your investigations before you purchase and make sure you're getting a good cart.
It is. And that's in the last few years, that's really, come to kind of blossom in our business. The number of companies that have entered the industry thinking it's sort of easy and fun to build and sell golf cars. And unfortunately, it's the customer that's, you know, paid the price in many times. So we try to help people make a very informed decision of what really is, you know, the best use of their money.
So part of the reason I do this podcast is to encourage other people who are thinking about going into business. And so you've been a business owner with golf. You said your golf courses and now with the Diamond Golf Cars. Can you give us a little bit of maybe a challenge that you had in your business or maybe your personal life that you overcame and made you as a person stronger or maybe your business stronger?
That's a great question. Cause I think of it like if somebody came to me for advice, I guess the biggest challenge I've had would be one. I've had businesses that didn't work out like I planned. And I don't think there's any entrepreneur out there that will honestly tell you that they hit a home run every time. Mm-hmm. I've always tried to learn from my mistakes. Okay. I learn from that and not repeat them. The most important thing I would tell somebody is, get into a business that you passionately want to learn about. And that's what I learned at a young age. It's how I got in the golf industry. I was a CPA by schooling and background. And I just realized at a young age that I wanted to get into an industry that I wanted to learn about and like. And I loved golf and I got into the golf business. And then I took my business, knowledge and skills and just kept growing and growing. And so, looking back, the biggest challenge I had was early on when some of my first ventures didn't work out like I thought. And it would have been easy to have just stepped back and gone into the comfort zone of going back to being an accountant. But I wanted to continue pursuing my goal of being an entrepreneur. And, I learned the value of having enough capital to see your dreams become reality and having to save and invest and in my business and just work. I mean, it's just the old, good old fashioned rule of just work hard. But I would tell any younger or any person at any age wanting to be an entrepreneur that you're going to have setbacks and you just got to work through those, and that's where I feel like I've gotten a lot stronger as I truly have self-reflected when that's happened and looked at why did that business not work. The challenge now, which really gets me up every day to keep coming in here, is I love the challenge of every day is different. This industry mm-hmm. has changed rapidly over the last 12 years I've been in, but especially in the last three or four. The pandemic presented certain challenges for us. Coming out of the pandemic has presented a different challenge. And so we're constantly having to pivot our marketing, pivot our product mix and everything. That to me is what, what keeps a business vibrant versus becoming sort of a dinosaur.
Absolutely. I think that's vitally important for people to understand that it's not easy, but it's so rewarding once you've got your business going and the challenges are always going to be there. You just have to overcome them.
Correct. And I really had to learn also that I had to become a good motivator and a good coach. Okay. Because as an entrepreneur, you often start out alone. It can be very lonely, but then you realize you really can't get to where you're trying to go by yourself. And you've got to learn how to attract good people, retain good people, and motivate good people. And that's really been the success of our company over the years has been our ability to build a team that it's more than just a job to all of us. And I think, and that does come across to our customers. We build a relationship with them that's beyond just selling you a golf car. Quite a few of them, we get to know them their families very, very well. And it makes it a lot more fun and enjoyable.
Well, to wrap up our conversation, can you tell me one thing that you wish people knew about Diamond Golf Cars that they may not realize?
The one thing I would hope that they would come to the showroom and experience the fun of looking at buying a golf car in our environment. We hear this often from customers, especially if they've been to another golf car dealer or a place that sells golf cars. It's just refreshing when they come in and they see the nice showroom, the beautiful golf cars, the different features that can go on them, the fun atmosphere it is to shop in it. They can test drive the vehicles. And then when they get to know us and they see the depth behind the business of the variety of cars, the knowledge that the staff in the store in the showroom have about the vehicle, the rental of the cars. So that's the one thing that I would tell any listener is if you even thought about getting a golf car, no matter where you end up buying it from, stop into the store in Auburn. It'll be enlightening to you. It's fun, but it certainly will help you make a much better decision.
Well, on that note, where is the your showroom in Auburn?
The showroom, the exact address is 1550 Opelika Road. So it's right over across from the Auburn Mall. I always tell customers right next to the new Home Goods.
Yeah.
In the same center with Home Goods, Michaels, and Panera Bread.
Absolutely. That's a great location. All right. Well, is there, you have a website and you also, I guess you can get in touch with you with a phone call too.
Correct. Yeah. We're at diamondgolfcars.com is the website. And the phone number, of course, down in Auburn is the 334-246-2322.
All right. Well, Bill, it's been a pleasure talking to you and learning about Diamond Golf Cars. I'm going to have to go visit your place and see what it looks like. You've got me excited about it. And I just appreciate you joining me today.
All right. Thank you very much. And have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpauburn.com. That's gnpauburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.